As the sun began to set on the hottest day of the summer, a gentle breeze began to drift up from the Nantahala River. The cool breeze was a welcome companion for Katrina. She sat with her eyes closed as the warm air circulated around her, carrying the earthy smell of damp leaves and puddles that the afternoon rain had left behind. Katrina sat on the front porch of her small cabin. She rocked slowly back and forth in the old rocking chair her grandfather had built. Slowly and surely, he had carved the wooden pieces for the chair. He counted every stroke of the lathe as the wooden arms took shape, whispering the numbers into the evening air until the wood was smooth as silk. 21, 22, 23. The slivers of shaved wood falling into a soft pile on the porch. 24, 25, 26. The memory of her grandfather brought a smile to her lips. How often they would sit together on this very porch, letting the cool air soothe their resting bodies. Katrina let the breeze enter her lungs slowly, savoring the mossy woodland smell. Her lungs expanded, air swirling into her chest and puffing out. Her body relaxing muscle by muscle. She closed her eyes and felt her heart beat slowly. The steady rhythm of life, her body in tune with the world around her. The seconds ticked past. The wind flicked wispy strands of hair across her cheekbones. Her heart beat steady like the calming rhythm of a single drum. She sighed with a long exhale, releasing her breath and returning the borrowed air back to the summer night. Katrina's cabin sat secluded in the valley, surrounded on all sides by a lush forest of white birch and sycamore trees that reached up to the purple evening sky. From her front porch, their mighty limbs were all intertwined, blending together in the twilight. Below the dirt, their roots anchored them together as one. "We are all one," Katrina's grandfather had always reminded her. "We are all of one heart." She smiled, watching the fireflies blink lazily, floating as if suspended in the mountain air. As the sky grew darker, the night blanketed the woods in velvet shadows. Stars began to peek out from the night sky. She breathed deeply with her eyes wide and open to the moment. Tonight, she noticed something was different. There was a peculiar scent in the air. It was familiar and pleasant, but out of place. The faint smell of burning wood teased her nostrils, a warm smoke rising up from the valley. A campfire, perhaps? She stood up from her rocking chair and leaned against the porch railing, surveying the woods against the deepening night. There was no glow of oranges or yellows, no flickering tongues of scarlet red, nor plumes of swirling grey. But Katrina was curious nonetheless. Perhaps she could find the origin of this smell. It was the perfect time of day for a relaxing stroll through the forest.